I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. If I knew then what I know now, things would be different. And I wonder how different. If I knew the car wouldn't last past 50,000 miles, I wouldn't have bought it. If I knew the roads were icy, I would have stayed home. If I knew I would have been treated that way, there would be no relationship. If I knew how hostile they would be, maybe I wouldn't have said what I said or did what I did. If I knew the investment was poorly managed, if I knew the housing market was going to crash, if I knew what kind of person they really were, in other words, if I knew what the results were going to be in the end, then perhaps my behavior would be different in the beginning. It's like the story that's often told about an old man who believed he was all alone in an ever-changing world. He simply lived in his loft apartment. People passed him every day in the hall of his apartment building, on the street, at the bus stop. Sometimes people would speak, sometimes they wouldn't. Sometimes they smiled, and sometimes they didn't. When others sat down for their holiday meals on special occasions, they often talked about the old man who lived alone. "Isn't it a shame?" they'd say. "He has no one to enjoy his day with. No one invites them for a holiday meal." Well, the old man decided that when he died, he'd leave his estate to any friends or persons who showed up at his funeral. So when death came, it was during a snowstorm, and he left instructions that his funeral would be held the next day, the day after his death, at 4 a.m. That's in the morning. Word went out all over the neighborhood for his friends and people to attend, and two people showed up at that early hour in the morning, an elderly man and the single mother with two children who lived next door. A song was sung, a prayer was prayed, a eulogy was preached, and then the old man's lawyer stood up to read the will. And this is what the will said: "I am leaving everything I have to any and all friends who come to my funeral and divide my estate equally among them." And the sum of his estate? $1 million. Word spread through the working class neighborhood. If only we knew, we would have come to the funeral. If only we knew, we would have been a better friend. Truth is, you really didn't need to know he was a rich man to say hello or smile or share a meal or pass the time of day. All you had to do was just acknowledge another human being. If I knew then what I know now, how different would your actions be? Some call it civility, others call it common courtesy or common sense. Jesus would say it is loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Today is a good day to take a look at Proverbs, the first chapter and the seventh verse. Start with God. The first step is learning, is bowing down to God. Only fools thumb their noses at such wisdom and learning. You start with God by making God a priority. Put God at the top of your to-do list today, along with answering your emails and cell phones and watching television or occasionally sleeping, maybe eating along the way. And ask the Lord in prayer today, "What do I need to know today?" And then, "Lord, help me to put that knowledge to good use." This is your wake-up call. Let me know what's on your mind.